From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
Sweet 16 action in the NCAA tournament last night. Duke advanced to the Elite Eight as they beat Arizona 100-93. Cooper Flagg had a game for the ages with 30 points, 7 assists, 6 rebounds, and 3 blocks. Con Knipple also scored 20 points. Duke will take on Alabama in the Elite Eight on Saturday. Hargrave alum Mark Sears went off to lead 2-seed Alabama to a dominant 113-88 win over BYU. Sears led the way with 34 points as he shot 10 of 16 from 3 with 8 assists as well. Alabama hit an NCAA tournament team record with 25 threes in the win. Yesterday was opening day in Major League Baseball. The Baltimore Orioles pounded the Blue Jays 12-2. Cedric Mullins hit 2 home runs and had 5 RBI in the win. Adley Rutschman also had 2 home runs and had 3 RBI. The Washington Nationals fell to the Philadelphia Phillies 7-3 in 10 innings. The Atlanta Braves lost to the San Diego Padres 7-4. The New York Yankees opened the season with a 4-2 win over the Milwaukee Brewers. And the Boston Red Sox beat the Texas Rangers 5-2. NASCAR returns to Martinsville Speedway this weekend. Things will start at 2 today with Truck Series practice. Then tonight at 7:30 will be the Truck Series race. On Saturday, the main event will be the Xfinity race at 5 p.m. And on Sunday, the Cookout 400 Cup Series race will start at 3. Ryan Blaney won the last race at Martinsville in November. We'll have coverage on WAKG. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.